Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jazz. What's up, Urban family? Long time no see. So I just wanted to start off by just saying thank y'all for rocking with me. Thank y'all for supporting me and loving me and all that good stuff, right? I miss y'all family. I really do. I really miss you, Urban family. But I just want to just say, I'm sorry. I apologize for, you know, going ghost, I guess. It's been a year, but, as you can see, or maybe if you haven't seen yet, this season, I am dedicating this whole season / segment to, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. That is an album. If you haven't checked out that album, please listen to that album. So moving forward, every episode this season will be based off of every single track from that album. So the first track on the album is called, you know, Intro. And what happens is that basically it's a school setting and, you know, the bell rings and they call roll call and stuff like that. So it's called Intro Roll Call. So just want to just give you a quick life update. So moving forward, as I've always been, I'm going to be very honest, open, and transparent with you guys. And this segment is going to be, this season is going to be very, like, just open and just honest and authentic and genuine. And I'm just going to lay it all out there, right? Because I truly believe that everybody's pain has a purpose, right? And you can turn your pain into purpose. And last year, looking back on it, it was really a year of just growth and a little bit of transition too. So life update, I am back in school. Surprise. I'm not going to get too much into that, but I am in school and, y'all, I have 3 more semesters and God is so good. And, yeah, I'm excited about that. But as it gets closer, I'm going to kind of reveal more about my schooling. So I was in school, you know, really heavy in school, into the books last year. And I also was in a very hard, relationship. And it was just very hard. I'm still processing it too. It was a relationship where I was, you know, just manipulated and lied to. Y'all, the dude even lied to me about where he lived at, telling me he was living with his cousin all along. The apartment complex that he lived at was really him and his ex-girlfriend's place. But that's neither here nor there, right? But I'm gonna get into that. Like, I am going to tell my story throughout this whole entire podcast season, so y'all will really get to really learn more about me and what, you know, why I went MIA on y'all, you know. But through it all, y'all, like, God is so good. And if there's nothing else y'all learn from me or take away from my podcast, nothing else y'all learn from me, I really want y'all to learn and know and grasp and just marinate and meditate what I'm about to tell y'all. Like, even through it all, God is still good. I'm telling you, through the pain, rejection, disappointment, whatever you're going through, God is still good because it could always be worse. Trust me. And God is always going to. Let me tell y'all something. The unjust never prosper. Mark my words on that. The unjust will never prosper. And regardless of whatever, you know, you feel like, I'm telling y'all, whatever you feel like in this season, you know, feelings are so, as I say, like they fluctuate, right? You know, that's why I would tell people try not to go off of feelings too much, but, you know, cause one day you could be happy, one day you could be sad, you know, things like that. But, you know, don't let this moment right now, how you feel, you know, don't let this chapter in your story right now, this is a chapter. This is not your whole story. So don't let this chapter dictate your next chapter, okay, in your life. I'm telling you, as a person who's been on the dark side, now I'm getting to, like, the light side. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, it gets better. You're going to have hardships, but I promise you, it gets better. It gets better. Oh, my gosh, like. Tell me, I cannot wait for the season, y'all. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. But my prayer is that, you know, whoever's listening, even if it's just one person, like what I have to say, what my guests will have to say will touch the life and influence, even if it's just one person. You know what I mean? I encourage everyone that's listening to really love on yourself. This season is really going to really help you tap into yourself and a lot of self-reflection. This season is going to really help you to forgive. Thank you, Lord. I hear the word forgiveness and peace and time and just healing and love. Those words just came off the top of my head. Well, off my heart. Like, I'm telling y'all, this ain't me. This is God probably using me. I'm telling you. Ain't no probably. God is using me. But you have to. You can't dwell in the past, but you have to self-reflect and learn how to move forward. And everything you go through is not for you. It's to help someone along the way, along the journey, I'm telling you. So I'm really using what I've been through, especially last year. I'm using that to help others. Because reality, to be honest, I have every right to be mad and bitter and, you know, just mad at the world and taking it out on people I love, blase, right? But nah, I'm going to use my pain and turn it into purpose. And I'm going to use what I learned, hence the miseducation of Lauryn Hill, right? I'm going to use the new tools and the new things that I've learned to influence and help my listeners. Alright. So, it's the miseducation of Miss Urban Therapy, honey. Because I had to realize too, after self-reflecting, certain things that I learned, whether that be, you know, like just how I grew up, or like just things I've seen, or things like I've learned from my friends that may have not been the right thing, I had to erase all that and start new. So I was miseducated with certain things. And it's okay. Give yourself grace. That's another thing. Give yourself grace in this season. Right? So, we about to go on a journey, y'all. And it's the miseducation of that sermon therapy, baby. Okay? That's just what it is. Listen. I'm going to be unapologetically Jasmine Samantha Cohen. Okay? So, you about to get this whole personality. Yeah. At the end of the day, it's a miseducation of that servant therapy. Welcome, and class is in session.